KUOW podcasts are made possible by listener support. Become a new or renewing member today at KUOW.org.
Seattle.
From 94.9 KUOW Seattle, I'm Marcy Silman, and this is Weekday. When you go to a Mariners game, say, every player has a little theme song that's played when he comes up to bat. James Bond has a theme song, so does Queen Elizabeth, and so does President Obama. They call that one Hail to the Chief. Got that one? Nope. Well, we'll play that for you a little later. What about you? What is your theme song? You can email weekday at KUOW.org. We'll play as many as we can coming up this hour. In a 7-1 decision, with one justice recusing herself, the U.S. Supreme Court today issued a long-awaited ruling on a Texas affirmative action case, but the court's decision did not do a lot to clarify the constitutionality of affirmative action programs. Joining us now with more is Michael Doyle. He covers the Supreme Court for McClatchy Newspapers. Hi, Michael, and thank you for joining us this morning.
My pleasure, and my theme song is I Fought the Law and the Law Won.
Thank you. We're going to get that one up for you. Is it possible for you to summarize this Fisher decision for us?
Yes, affirmative action survives, and affirmative action supporters dodged a bullet. The Supreme Court had an opportunity to reverse an earlier decision from 2003 that upheld consideration of race in college admissions. Instead, they upheld that earlier decision and simply ordered an appellate court to take a closer look at what the University of Texas did. So this is a case where the story is in the dog that didn't bark. The court decided to leave intact its earlier policies on affirmative action in college admissions.
The decision, as I mentioned, was 7-1. The lone dissenting vote was Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who read her dissension from the bench. Is that a normal kind of thing at Supreme Court?
It's not abnormal. It typically is done by justices who want to underscore the vehemence of their thought process. And in this case, Justice Ginsburg thought that the Texas program had already faced sufficient scrutiny. It was not a particularly emotional moment in the way that it would have been had the conservative majority actually struck down affirmative action. But it was a sign that Justice Ginsburg takes this case very seriously.
Justice Kagan recused herself. I don't know if they tell you why, but people assume it's because she was working with the Obama administration.
Right. Justice Kagan formerly was Solicitor General, which is the top attorney, top advocate for the administration, and she had some role in the litigation strategy involving affirmative action policy. So as a matter of course, she recused herself.
It's interesting. We haven't seen a lot of 7-1 decisions. We did see one a couple of weeks back where both the conservatives and the liberals banded together to rule on something, but something like this, the decision that got two liberals to sign on with the conservative majority is kind of unusual, isn't it?
Well, it is. This is a very small-c conservative decision. It's very narrow. It didn't reach a constitutional issue that they could avoid. It didn't overturn a prior decision, and the court really likes to uphold what they call stare decisis, which is the rule of precedent. It was a very tightly reasoned and decision, and that enabled them to reach it by a 7-1 margin. Earlier today, the court issued a couple of 5-4 decisions involving other issues where it was the classic conservative-liberal split. On the very hot-button item like race, for this time at least, the court was able to do it on a relatively bipartisan basis.
You mentioned that they did not strike down an earlier law, and that, I believe, the law you're referring to was a University of Michigan law school case?
Yeah, that's right. It's commonly called the Grutter case for one of the petitioners or plaintiffs in the case. And in that case, in 2003, then-Justice Sandra Day O'Connor wrote the majority opinion saying that racial diversity can be a compelling state interest in college admissions. Justice O'Connor retired. She was replaced by Justice Samuel Alito, a very staunch conservative. And there was some concern by affirmative action supporters that Justice Alito would create the vote margin necessary to reverse O'Connor in the Michigan case, and that didn't happen.
But I understand, at least from some other observers, that both Justice Thomas and Justice Alito implied, bring it on.
Well, Justice Scalia and Justice Thomas made very clear in what are called concurring opinions. They said, we agree with the majority of the justices, but we really don't like the University of Michigan decision. We would overturn it if we had the chance. We don't have a chance to, so we'll voice our opposition to it. So there remains, notwithstanding the narrow nature of the decision today, there remains some strong skeptics about affirmative action on the court. And as early as tomorrow, on Tuesday, the court will be issuing additional decisions, including in a voting rights case, as well as, of course, the same-sex marriage cases, where the conservative voices will be heard as well.
Does this narrow ruling on affirmative action indicate anything about how the court is feeling or might have ruled in those same-sex marriage cases in particular?
No, not on the same-sex marriage cases, I don't think, because the questions are distinguishable. You might want to interpret the 7-1 decision on narrow grounds today as a sign that on the Voting Rights Act case, the court may be inclined again to go narrow rather than go deep, and in an effort to get a wider vote margin. That's kind of what I think is going to happen. On the same-sex marriage cases, the so-called Defense of Marriage Act challenge and the Proposition 8 case out of California, I don't think you can read anything in today's decision that would indicate what's going to happen later this week.
So this case today, Fisher versus the University of Texas Austin, what happens next? It's remanded to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals?
That's right. The Supreme Court said to the Fifth Circuit, take another look at the University of Texas program, that we accept that racial diversity is a compelling interest. Now you take a very close look at the evidence to see if the University of Texas program is what they call narrowly tailored. In other words, it's as closely shaved as possible to meet the compelling interest of diversity. The Supreme Court said, we can't just take the university's word for it. We need to have a really searching examination to see if it passes, has what's called the strict scrutiny standard. So this case is going to drag on for a while. It'll go back to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, which oversees southern states, and it'll take them a while to work through what remains.
So does it have any implications for affirmative action programs at public universities and college nationwide?
Absolutely, in the sense that the universities, the University of Washington or any public universities that take race into some consideration in admissions can continue doing so, mm-hmm. so long as they are construed as being narrowly tailored. The significance of today's ruling is that public universities can still take race into account. They just have to make sure that their policies for doing so are very narrow.
This does not impact private colleges and universities, does it?
Well, it's some question as to that. The terms of this case, as in the University of Michigan case, dealt with public universities, and that's where the reach is most explicit. But I should say, a great number of private universities and colleges, California Institute of Technology, Williams College, many, many throughout the country, filed legal briefs on behalf of the University of Texas because they, too, believe diversity is a compelling interest and they want to continue to take it into account.
The court, as you mentioned, handed down some other rulings today. How many are still outstanding?
There are 6 cases left. We don't know how many days will be given over to opinions. We know that tomorrow, Tuesday, the court's going to issue more opinions. There's a possibility they will issue them later this week. Of course, the ones many are waiting for are the Prop 8, Proposition 8 and Defense of Marriage Act cases. And at this point, they may be issued on Tuesday or they may be later this week.
Will they definitely issue them? Is there a possibility they will not?
Oh, don't make me cry. Yeah, it's possible they could do anything they want. They are the Supreme Court, but they have reservations. They're going off to various summer schools and vacations and so on. So they want to get out of town just like we want them to get out of town. So I think it's essentially unheard of or almost unheard of for them to issue decisions after June. So I think the odds are excellent that by the end of the week, all the decisions will be rendered.
Interesting that they left all the big ones for this last week.
Yeah, that's customarily the case. People may remember what happened this time last year, the last day of the term, the issuance of the Affordable Care Act, the so-called Obamacare Act decision. The biggest cases are the toughest ones to write, which means they take the longest and keep us on our edge of our seats.
Well, Michael Doyle, it was interesting because I in the New York Times this morning, which was live blogging, as was the SCOTUS blog, the New York Times in particular said we're not going to jump the gun and write about this because of the Affordable Care Act ruling, because a lot of people did jump the gun on that one.
Yeah, if people want to see some examples of journalism in action, Google or go on YouTube and see CNN and Fox News on Affordable Care Act. And I have a great deal of sympathy for CNN and Fox News because of the press of time. But hopefully journalists learned a lesson, because some of us did get it wrong, not McClatchy, but some of us did get it wrong last time around, and hopefully we'll take the time needed to understand it before we report.
Well, thank you for your work today and for joining us.
My pleasure.
Michael Doyle covers the U.S. Supreme Court for McClatchy Newspapers, and as you heard in the round of decisions that the U.S. Supreme Court issued today, it had a 7-1 decision on affirmative action coming out of the University of Texas, which basically punted any kind of decision on affirmative action back to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. I'm Marcy Silman. This is Weekday.
That's I Fought the Law, Michael Doyle's personal theme song. What's yours? We're going to do that in a minute. And you can give us a call right now, 206-543-5869. What is your personal theme song? 206-543-5869.
Support for KUOW comes from Emirates, offering daily nonstop service from Seattle to Dubai and on to 10 destinations in India. More at emirates.com/USA. Fly Emirates. Hello tomorrow.
59 degrees in Seattle. It's cloudy. It's been rainy this morning, and the forecast says we're looking at showers for the rest of the day. Probably top out right around 69 degrees. I'm Bernard Ouellette. It's 10:19.
From 94.9 KUOW Seattle, this is Weekday. I'm Marcy Silman. When Queen Elizabeth II makes her grand entrance, they play a song for her. President Obama gets one too. It's called Hail to the Chief. Has a little fanfare in the beginning. I don't think everybody gets a theme song quite like that, but every member of the Mariners has a little theme. Maybe it's a themette when he comes up to bat. And so this got us to wondering, if you had a theme song, one that played every time you entered a room, what would it be? We want to hear your calls. 206-685-KUOW, 206-685-5869, or you can call 1-800-289-5869. Now, 543-5869 is the number. I goofed. Sorry. 543-5869. Okay. I thought about this long and hard, and I had many theme songs. It depended on my mood, but here's the mood I'm in today. So this is the song I hit. Or maybe I could have, you know, give me a raise. I'm sure there's a song like that, too. What is your theme song? 543-5869, 543-KUOW, 1-800-289-5869. Weekday lead producer Katie Sewell, I know you thought about this as well.
Oh, I've thought about it. No, I thought at first I was going to do some sort of happy song, and then I was thinking maybe I should do something a little more groovy, you know, a little more funky.
Uh-huh.
But ultimately, I picked a song that is a little larger than life. As you all know from working with me, Marcy, I'm a little less than intimidating as a person. I'm kind of on the smaller side, very unthreatening.
Yeah.
So I thought it would be more fun to have a sinister contrast when I walked into the room.
Okay.
So I picked a Sans theme from Once Upon a Time in Mexico. And I picture these horns being heard as I'm coming down the hall. So as I approach the room, they get louder and louder and louder. And then this is when I actually enter the room.
Oh, I like that. This is good. I picture you with the guns and the sombrero and the serape.
Yeah.
Like that's exactly what you look like.
I take a little charge. I strike a little fear into the hearts of many.
Okay, so both of us want a little respect. I sense a theme. 543-KUOW is our phone number. We want to hear from you. We were shouting out over the weekend, and so here's a sampling of some of your suggestions we heard from earlier.
Hello, this is Patricia, and I want to tell you my song is I Get Knocked Down, But I Get Up Again by Chumbawamba. That's the song that I think plays whenever I walk in a room. I get knocked down. As a documentary filmmaker, I get knocked down, but I get up again.
My personal theme song often comes up when I look in the mirror and realize I don't have the ideal waistline. And so what my mind begins to sing is Stuck in the Middle with You. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right, here I am stuck in the middle with you. Yes, I'm stuck in the middle with you.
It's so hard to keep the smile from my face. Losing control, yeah, I'm all over the place. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you.
Hi, my name is Mike. My theme song would be Mirror in the Mirror by Arvo Pärt. Reason I would say that it would be my theme song is it's a beautiful representation of a life filled with angst and yet moments of great joy and appreciation of beauty. I'm 55 years old and I've been all over the world. I was a missionary in New Guinea. Now I'm an agnostic and I've experienced a lot of the emotion that is in that song. I've told my kids I want it at my funeral.
It's really beautiful music, and if you've ever seen Christopher Wheeldon's ballet After the Rain, the After the Rain Pas de Deux, they use that song as well for love, not angst. So a lot of different interpretations. Got a lot of callers. We're going to try to get to as many of your songs as possible. 206-543-KUOW, Robert in Tacoma, your theme song. Robert?
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. My theme song is the Imperial March from Star Wars. It's kind of geeky, but it's fun. And it when you walk into a meeting or something like that, that's the song that plays into my head when I'm walking in.
Okay, so you feel tough when you're like one of the storm marchers, the troopers.
Yeah, exactly. You know, especially okay. If I'm the one that's running the meeting, and it.
There you are, Robert stalking in. Here's his theme. It's the Imperial March from Star Wars. I like that. That's the musical equivalent of wearing big heel boots to feel tough. Thanks for your call, Robert. What's your theme song? 206-543-KUOW, Wiley in Lake Forest Park. What is your theme song?
it would be Royal Blue by Cold War Kids.
Why?
Because it's, you know, about shattering the roof and, you know, transcending expectations and just going beyond whatever anybody expects of you.
Okay, we're going to hear a little of Wiley's theme song. Thanks for your call.
Why would I make that face? Oh, why would I? Why would I test my faith? Oh, why would I? Oh, I see that rain cloud coming right for me. Why would I say
that's Wiley's theme song in Lake Forest Park. Royal Blue by Cold War Kids. What is yours? We shouted out for some emailers, and we heard from another Katie, not Katie Sewell. Katie writes, my theme song would be Theme Song by the local group Uncle Bonsai.
Now that I'm a real heartthrob, now that I'm a true phenomenon, I need a theme song. I need a theme song. Something that would tell the world exactly how I feel. Something like the Brady Bunch, now that would be ideal. The Monkees had a theme song and they weren't even real. They had a theme song.
What's yours? Katie says, what really draws me to this song is that when my brother and I were little and the original Star Wars movie came out, my brother started humming Darth Vader's theme every time he entered a room. For my part, I would have loved a theme song, but I couldn't think of one, so Uncle Bonsai's addresses the one that I need. And Marshall wrote to us, my walking in a room theme song currently would be Finally by C.C. Peniston, because I've just finished and published a novel after 12 years of off and on effort. I like this song a lot. Marshall continues, I'm enjoying the sensation of finally finishing a personal creative project that I lost faith in many times. I feel like I'm being rewarded for tenacity. Now I want other people to know they can complete and achieve things that seem like they will never end. Well, congratulations, Marshall. I'm sensing this theme of empowerment in our theme song. So what's yours? 206-543-5869, 1-800-289-5869. And our lines are full, so if you get a busy signal, be patient. Hi, Barb in Auburn. What is your theme song?
My theme song is Alive by Pearl Jam. I had been diagnosed with breast cancer a couple years ago, had surgery, went through treatment, and now I'm cancer-free.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you, Barb. Your theme song on the air here on Weekday Alive. No. Don't touch that dial. You are at 94.9. We haven't changed formats. This is Weekday. I'm Marcy Silman, and we were wondering what your theme song is. That was Barb in Auburn's Alive by Pearl Jam, diagnosed with cancer, made it through. She's feeling grand. What song would you like to hear when you walk into the room? Played by your own personal orchestra, could be Hail to the Chief, or maybe just the orchestra in your head. Bill joins us from Port Townsend. Your theme song, Bill?
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Yeah, it's I'm an Ape Man by the Kinks.
And you chose this one because?
Oh, it chose me. The first time I heard it, it was a direct connection. It's crazy and sensitive.
Okay.
And speaks to the future in its own
okay.
way.
This is I'm an Ape Man, the Kinks, Bill and Port Townsend's theme song.
I'm living my life like a good homo sapien. But all around me everybody's multiplying and they're walking around like flies, man. So I'm no better than the animals sitting in their cages in the zoo, man. Cause compared to the flowers and the birds and the trees, I am an ape man. I think I'm
I'm so educated to them so civilized.
Very nice. That's Bill in Port Townsend's theme song, a song that chose him. He said, what music chooses you? A lot of you have music because our lines are full. So be patient with us, and we're finding these songs as fast as we can. Our toll-free number is 1-800-289-5869, 1-800-289-KUOW, wherever you're listening. We float over to Joanne in Vashon. Joanne, what's your theme?
Pi's Lullaby from The Life of Pi, the movie.
And you chose this because?
Well, I'm a nurse, and I think this music is healing and kind of reflects innocence and spirituality and, like all lullabies, healing and loving comfort.
Ooh, good. Here's Joanne's theme song, The Life of Pi's Lullaby. That's Pi's Lullaby from The Life of Pi. Joanne in Vashon chose that because she's a nurse, and it's healing and lovely. Gonna run through a couple of emails that we got. Mary Ellen says, my theme would be Going to a Go-Go by Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. Eric emails, my theme song would be Boys of Summer by Don Henley. The song came out in the 80s. It was great driving through Wisconsin to this music during the summer. Well, believe it or not, it is summer outside, even though it's supposed to be raining off and on all week. What's your theme song, the music that accompanies you into the room? Maybe it's a song of empowerment. We heard from somebody earlier who wanted the Imperial March from Star Wars when he leads a meeting. Katie Sewell wants a nice Mexican theme gives me the little gun imagery because she wants to be tough when she walks into room. Candace joins us from Federal Way this morning. Hi, Candace.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? What's your theme song?
It's Challengers by the New Pornographers.
And you picked this because?
Well, two reasons. I have really the opposite problem of Katie, where I tend to come on really strong with a big personality, and it's a really gentle, thoughtful, introspective song. But perhaps more importantly, the lyrics are about people who get up every day and face uncertainty with a kind of, awe and excitement and are not afraid to go out and challenge the unknown.
Okay, well, here, Candace, thanks for that call, and here's Challengers by the New Pornographers.
Yes, I know it was late. We were greeting the sun before long. And you live with someone, I live with somebody too. Leave it there for safekeeping. Wander the West Village in plain.
Oh, I like that. I'm noticing that theme songs need to have a kind of pretty much a positive quality to them, sort of perk you up, pep you up, psych you up maybe. What's yours? 206-543-5869. Thomas in Seattle, what's your theme song?
Hi. My theme song is I Want to Rock by Twisted Sister.
And you chose this one because?
Because when you walk into a room, people, they have a sense of pretentiousness to them, and life's too short to be pretentious. And I think people should be themselves. You let your hair down, kick your shoes off, and just have fun, and that's what life's about. That's my idea, and that song pretty much encapsulates that whole idea.
Okay, Thomas, boys just want to have fun.
I want to rock.
Theme Song by Thomas in Seattle. He just wants to have fun. Ashley, Lowrider by War. John says, the littlest bird sings the prettiest songs. That's a theme song for him. What's yours? You can call us at 206-543-5869 or 1-800-289-5869. You can email us. We can't guarantee that we'll pull the song, but we'll try to get to all your emails as well. It's weekday at KUOW.org. You are listening to Weekday on KUOW.
That, of course, is Darth Vader's personal theme song. Personal theme songs.
Is that yours? Are you making
a
statement?
No.
Oh, okay, good.
I like it, though. Tell us what yours is, 206-543-5869. We're continuing in a moment.
Join KUOW for Bumbershoot, featuring 3 days of art, comedy, and music at Seattle Center this Labor Day weekend. The 2013 lineup includes local band Death Cab for Cutie, playing transatlanticism, heart, and more. Learn more on the events page at KUOW.org.
61 degrees in Seattle. Forecast says we're going to reach 69 this afternoon with showers. Tomorrow, very similar situation. Rain at times through the day and a high of 69. I'm Bernard Ouellette. It's 10:38.
From 94.9 KUOW Seattle, this is Weekday. I'm Marcy Silman. And last week we were talking, maybe it was a couple of weeks ago, we were sitting in the studio thinking about all the people who have their own theme music. James Bond has his music. Mariners have their music. A song that accompanies you, and we thought we would throw this to you, our listeners, and we've got a lot of you calling 206-543-5869. Last week, we posed on the air this question to our 10 o'clock news and review panel, Eli Sanders, Joni Balter, and Knute Berger. And here's how they answered. We start with Eli, who selected the song Right On, Right On by the band Phosphorescent. At the time, he said, I had an influence on how he interpreted this song.
I was just playing it for Marcy Silman in the studio, and when she said the title, I heard it in a different way that made an additional sense. I'm taking a long road trip out to Montana this summer with my boyfriend, who's going to play this song, and I was going to try to get some writing done in Montana. And so I heard the second part of the title, W-R-I-T-E, on, which is what I'm going to try to do when I'm in Montana for the month of July.
Let's go.
Also, the pleasures of the title aside, it's just a great, great summer song. One of those songs that makes you want to get in the car, drive somewhere, and be in the sun while you're doing it.
I crowdsourced this. I listened to some music, and I came up with Bruce Springsteen's Waiting on a Sunny Day.
It's real.
Seattle, so we're all waiting for a sunny day, the next sunny day. And of course, this song is a metaphor. I'm always waiting for something new and inspiring and exciting to happen.
I chose as my song Boss Hoss by the Sonics, the Northwest grunge band before there was grunge. You know, it's a classic teenage summer song. Somebody singing about his car, his boss Hoss. Yeah, I just like the tone and attitude of the Sonics. Made a big deal. It was a big deal to me in my adolescence. So I think if you're picking like a song, a theme song or something for when you enter a room, of course you're going to go back to adolescence when that was kind of, you were sort of in your head hearing soundtracks all the time.
Knute Berger, we heard from Joni Balter and Eli Sanders, our Friday News and Review panel. Those are their theme songs. What are yours? 206-543-KUOW. Raul writes, he's a biotech technician and a poet. So when entering the room, I like to hear Mexico Americano by Los Lobos.
Por mi madre, yo soy mexicano. Por destino, soy americano. Yo soy de la raza de oro. Yo soy Mexico Americano.
In fact, Raul writes, I had the beginning of that song played at the end of my poem, Mex I Can, a few years ago. That one's pretty peppy for a Monday. And Jen writes, I've had theme songs as long as I can remember. I think it comes from watching too many movie musicals as a child. Right now, my theme song is Alicia Keys' Girl on Fire. It fits the best and worst days perfectly. It has a solid beat, and I can happily sing it at the top of my lungs in the car.
Looks like a girl, but she's a flame. So bright she can burn your eyes. Better look the other way. You can try, but you'll never forget her name. She's on top of the world. Hottest of the hottest girls.
Jen continues, since my job is to lobby for kids, food, early learning, and health care in Olympia, until the legislature passes an operating budget, rocking out to Girl on Fire is a great way to blow off steam in the halls of the Capitol. Well, Jen, you've got a few more days to wait, according to Jerry Kornfield earlier today. But good luck to you and all of you in Olympia. I hope everybody's on fire. What is your theme song? Bob in Port Orchard writes, mine's the theme from Peter Gunn. You could be 3'7". The tune would give you all the presence you'd need to walk into any room. Marianne says, Wide Open Spaces by the Dixie Chicks. And Larry in Lawrence in Columbia City says, The Fool on the Hill by the Beatles. 543-KUOW is our phone number. Hi, Hannah. What is your theme song?
Hi.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Oh, hi. Sorry, I got some feedback. My theme song is by Thelonious Monk. He wrote it for Bud Powell, and it's actually about Powell walking into the room, so I've been borrowing it from Bud Powell. It's called In Walked Bud, and the story goes something like, there was a jazz club raid, and 17 or 18-year-old Bud Powell decided he was going to go in and face the cops. And he walked into the room with confidence and cool. And the opening part of the song, I would like that to play when I walk into a room, too.
Great. Thanks, Hannah. This is Thelonious Monk's In Walked Bud.
And then the joint started jumping. Every hip stood, Billy the Bird's a little
Ooh, I like that. That's Hannah in Seattle's theme song. And you're listening to Weekday on KUOW, where we're taking a break from the serious news of the world to just think about the music that floats us along, that buoys us up when we have something tough to consider. The music that you would like to play when you walk into a room, 206-543-KUOW is our phone number. Roxanne in Ballard, what's your theme song?
Hi, I would choose
Richard Wagner's The Ride of the Valkyries from his operas, The Ring of the Nibelung.
And are you feeling like that kind of, you put your armor on and get the spear in hand and you're ready to go?
Yes. Well, I've loved that, his music, ever since I was a kid and my mother introduced me to it. I think it's one of the most exciting pieces of music ever written, and it's really energizing, and I do like to feel like a Valkyrie.
Mm-hmm.
And I am a singer, and of course, I'm not an opera singer, but I would love to have been an opera singer. And I love feeling like a Valkyrie.
All right, so we're going to play a little of this Ride of the Valkyrie, and you can do the yo-to-ho in your own home for us, because I won't do it for you. This is Roxanne and Ballard's pick. Pretty powerful theme song. Maybe you have something a little softer in mind when you pick a theme song, something gentle, something peaceful, something healing. Hi, Mason and Kirkland, what is your theme song?
Hi, although I was born on the day that Star Wars came out, I think I'm going to go with the exact opposite of the Imperial March and go with the theme song to Mr. Rogers.
And why did you choose this one?
So many reasons. I mean, the man single-handedly saved public television, but also I can't think of a better role model. He was kind of a third parent to me, and I always get a little teary when I hear that song.
All right, we're going to play it for you, Mason, so hang on to your handkerchief. Mr. Rogers' theme song.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine?
Oh, that's so sweet, Mason. That was a good choice. Mason chose the theme to Mr. Rogers, and we want to know what your theme song is. Leslie says, the very first time I heard Short People by Randy Newman, I knew it was my theme song. Just shy of 5'2", kind of scrawny, but I'm way tougher than you would assume. Heather says, my theme song is often Army of Me by Bjork. Christy said, if I had a theme song right now, it would be School's Out for the Summer. I'm a teacher, and I just left my job to embark on the new adventure of living and teaching in South America. Well, congratulations, Christy. Have a great time. What about you? 543-5869, 1-800-289-5869 is our number. And I am going to go right to Eric in Auburn right now. Hi, Eric. Your theme song?
Sympathy for the Devil by the Rolling Stones.
And you chose that. Why?
18 years. Well, people got to remember, the devil is also an angel. So 18 years in the ambulance business and then followed by 15 years in security, helping and hassling. It all depends on what mood you wake up in.
Okay. Here you go, Eric. This one's for you. Get there.
Just call me Lucifer, because I'm in need of some restraint.
Rolling Stones, Sympathy for the Devil. Well, that'd be quite an entrance. Thanks for calling that one in. We got calls from you over the weekend because we did a lot of shout-outs. So here's what some other of your fellow listeners had to say for their theme songs.
Hi, my name is Joanne, and my theme song is called Stop by Joe Henry.
Don't tell me to stop. Tell the rain not to drop. Tell the wind not
That is my theme song because nothing irritates me more when people tell me to slow down or settle down or calm down. And that song really just kind of is an answer to that.
Hi, this is Janice. I feel Hail to the Chief should be played when I enter a room. Just because it's my rite of destiny. It's what I've always enjoyed.
Yeah, my name's Doug. A theme song I would like when I entered the room was the song Out of Control by the Eagles. It was on their Desperado album.
Eagles on KUOW's Weekday. I'm Marcy Silman. We want to know what your theme song is of the moment, or maybe your forever theme song. Dallas in South Park, what's your theme song?
Rainy Day Dream Away by Jimi Hendrix.
And why did you choose that?
Well, the first time I heard it, I thought it was the coolest thing that ever was. I was just a little kid, like sixth grade or something like that, and I lived in Humboldt County.
Okay.
And I had smoked a little bit of herb that day and heard that song and just couldn't imagine anything cooler.
This is Dallas's theme song, Rainy Day Dream Away, Jimi Hendrix. It is pretty cool, Dallas. Thanks for calling that one in. Your theme song got so many calls to get to Christine in Seattle. We go from Jimi Hendrix to Louis Primo, right?
Yes.
What is your theme song?
It's Sing, Sing, Sing.
And why did you choose that?
Well, it's a timeless classic, and ironically, it's an instrumental, so I always thought the title was pretty ironic.
Well, I think the instruments sing for themselves. This is Chris. Thank you for calling in. This is Christine's theme song, Louis Prima's Sing, Sing, Sing. Does make you feel pretty good. We've got a lot of emails and unfortunately not enough bodies to pull all this music. I'm going to read through some of them. Barbara says, Helen Reddy's I Am Woman makes me feel energized and powerful. Catherine says, The Girl from Ipanema is my theme song. Every time I'm waiting, it starts playing in my head, so much so that I've been known to start humming along. Nick says, I think mine would be Vusi Malasela's Say Africa, even though I'm a white man. I've got just a few minutes left, and we go to Harry in Steilacoom. What is your theme song?
My theme song is Fanfare for the Common Man by Aaron Copland.
Oh, wow, that is a beautiful selection. Can you talk about why you picked it?
Well, I'm a common man, and I just think everything Bruce Springsteen, but then I thought, I'm a nurse, I work with the underserved, and it helps me remember that not only am I the common man, but it reminds me of the dignity that is inherent in all of us, and it helps me remember that regardless of how different our circumstances, the people that I serve and take care of have just as much right to the dignity of a beautiful fanfare like that as I do.
Thank you so much for calling that in. This is Hari and Steilacoom's theme song.
Mm-hmm.
That is very beautiful. Thanks for that, Hari, and I'm sure your patients really appreciate you. We have time for one last theme song. Jan in Vashon, it is your theme song. What is it?
Well, that was pretty hard to follow, my goodness, because mine is Jump by Van Halen.
Okay. Why did you pick it quickly?
Because it says jump in, and that's life.
Okay. Jump in to life. This is Jan on Vashon's theme song. I like that one, too. And I think it works perfectly well with Fanfare for the Common Man, Jan. Katie Sewell produced this segment with a lot of help from Jason Pagano and Amina Al-Sadi. I'm Marcy Silman. Bernard Ouellette ably mixing and slicing and dicing the music. And whatever your theme song is, hope you carry it in your head and your heart today. And join us again tomorrow at 9 for Weekday here on KUOW.
Bicycles, they're not just for naked riders in the Solstice Parade. They could also play a significant role in a Northwest emergency. We'll find out how in the news in a minute. KUOW-FM Seattle, KUOW Tumwater, KQOW Bellingham, and Digital HD Services.
KUOW and the Shoreline Lake Forest Park Arts Council present the 23rd Shoreline Arts Festival, celebrating the creativity of artists and diverse cultures on June 29th and 30th. Learn more on the events page at KUOW.org.
On The Next Living on Earth, trying to restore the fish runs to the Elwha River now the dams are down.
And what we're going to try to do today is to capture these fish, tag them, and relocate them into the little river, which has very clean water and high-quality habitat.
But hatchery fish can create a problem for the wild stock. I'm Steve Kerwood, and that's next time on Living on Earth from PRI.
And that fish story is a report by KUOW's Ashley Ahern. You can hear it tonight at 10 o'clock.
Support for KUOW comes from Intimon Theater, presenting their 2013 Summer Festival from June 21st through September 15th. Four shows in repertory, including Trouble in Mind, Lysistrata, a new musical, Stew for Silverton, and more.
Thanks for listening. The program you just heard was made possible by the financial support of our listeners. Support this program and others like it by making a pledge today at KUOW.org.